Phoneboy Speaks, episode 257. Old Twitter left long ago.
Twitter has launched a new conversations view on their website and on their mobile applications, the official ones anyway. And the idea is that the timeline, which used to be linear, of the tweets that everybody has made, now that's no longer the case. You'll see conversations grouped together in some sort of way. And to be honest, I haven't looked at it. And honestly, I don't spend a whole lot of time on Twitter anymore. I really don't, because it just, you know, I mean, there are certain activities that I do that I will participate on Twitter. And I do post things to Twitter, but I even have conversations on Twitter, but it's not the place I primarily hang out. I'm usually, if I'm, during a football game or something, like when the 49ers are playing or something, I usually see more people on Twitter. But you know what made Twitter special back in the day was, first of all, it was, you know, it wasn't overrun by like all the famous people, which isn't necessarily a bad thing. But what ended up happening was that Twitter, essentially, in the early days, Twitter had a reasonably open API and people developed apps for it. And, you know, over time, Twitter has, you know, locked down the API and basically replicated functionality that used to be in, you know, other applications. I mean, I honestly, the conversations view is something I've had in Tweetbot forever, and I've had in other applications forever. So, you know, now Twitter is basically just, you know, essentially recreating functionality that third-party developers had already figured out how to do. And yeah, now, you know, now Twitter is just basically, they're not really, I don't think they're expanding the API all too much. And, they're adding features that aren't available via API. So the few developers that actually do Twitter apps are not, you know, or at least, you know, ones that replicate the timeline, they haven't really changed all that much. The apps are pretty much the same, and I'm guessing that Twitter's not really they're not really expanding the API all that much. And honestly, that's why I'm on app.net, because first of all, app.net right now is really small. I think there's only 150,000 accounts. There's not a ton of users, which is good and bad, right? So, like, for example, when I want to do, you know, sort of mass things like the NFL, maybe app.net's not so great, but for conversations, it's really good. And also for app, you know, developers experimenting and creating new things that are different than microblogging, it's fantastic. I mean, there's been some great applications that have come up, and you know, people just sort of, you know, create these things that are just using app.net as a back end. And I like that experimentation, and I like the conversations that I get on app.net. And so for me, app.net is my primary place to go. I mean, I still go on Twitter from time to time, and I'm mostly just looking to see what's going on. I'm not really participating all that much on Twitter, and that seems to be at least my experience with it. I mean, I know people do have conversations on it, but I do have conversations, but it's not my primary place. It's not, and maybe app.net will become that at some point, you know, like Twitter, where not everybody's there, or there's going to be so many different applications built on app.net, there can be different experiences, which is really what I'm hoping for. So the conversation view is, you know, and people say that's like the last of the old Twitter disappearing. You know, the timeline is no longer linear. Well, you know, the old Twitter died a long time ago, guys. And you know, when they started locking down the API, that was the end of the old Twitter, as far as I'm concerned.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. You can find all the past episodes and all the ways to contact me on the web at phoneboyspeaks.phoneboy.com.